Now, this pool is called in the Aramaic language the Pool of Bethesda. But it's commonly known as Solomon's Pool. Now, this pool is located between some colonnades, and there is a porch like place. There is location on the side where the people would come and for festivals and community functions. Now, this pool, Bueller, is about 20 feet deep, but it's like the length of a football field. And you know what? I can remember growing up, you got to be a certain age to remember this, when I was growing up, we would sit on the porch and watch the people as they passed by. Reverend Williams, we would sit there in the mornings and in the evening. I wish I had some help in here. You know, there's something about a porch that invites fellowship. People would just drop by and visit you on the porch. It's a warm place. It was a place where people would come and discuss whatever happened on that particular day. Jesus is at Solomon's porch. And gathered there is a crowd. Yes, it is a crowd of wretched people. It's a fellowship that many of us wouldn't want to be a part of. But in that particular crowd, in that fellowship, are some blind people. Some lame folk. Some paralyzed people with big frames, face disfigured. Some of their bodies are twisted because of some of the diseases that they had. They can't go to the temple to worship. They can't even go to the family member's house. Many of them have to drag themselves every day because they were waiting on the stirring of the water. They are a wretched bunch, people. Some blind. Some are lame. Paralyzed. What a fellowship. I wish I had somebody. But what a fellowship. Some blind people, some lame people, some paralyzed people. Nobody in there could afford to talk about nobody else. Because if you are not blind, you're lame. And if you wasn't lame, you were paralyzed. Nobody could look down on anybody. Because it's a fellowship of blind folk. Y'all gonna get this in a minute. Lame people. Paralyzed folk. What a fellowship. It's kind of like this fellowship in here this month. To blind folk. Lame folk. Paralyzed folk. Some of us can't talk about this because if you ain't blind, you lame. If you ain't lame, you paralyzed. If you ain't paralyzed, what you doing here? Y'all just missed all of them. They say you can't talk about nobody because if you ain't blind, you lame. And if you're not lame, you're paralyzed. And if you're neither one of them, then why are you coming to church? Because this is a fellowship not for folk who are well, but for folks who are sick. Because the Bible says they that are well don't need no physician. And you know, the reason I shout and the reason I came here this morning is because I got some blindness. I got some lameness. I got some situations in my life that if it was not for the Lord, I don't know where I would be. And one or two moments in here. Church is not a place for pretty people. It is not a place for sophisticated folk. Ratchet people come to church. Sinful folk come to church. Because the only place for healing is at the church. They are ratchet. But in their ratchetness, watch this. They are waiting. They're waiting on a legend. They're waiting on a folklore
They're waiting on a wise tale. Because they believe that an angel is going to come. Hear me when I say they believe that an angel is going to come down and stir up the water. And the first one who gets in is going to be healed. But they didn't know anything about the science of an artesian well that was flowing in the waters of the Jerusalem. And when the wells flowed, the minerals at the bottom was what was called salt. When the salt flowed up to the top, there was some healing properties in those minerals that surfaced at the top. And the first person who got in benefited from those minerals. But it wasn't an angel that stirred up the water. It was science and an artesian well. And they came there because they superstitiously believed that there was healing in the water. And so they gathered there day in and day out, year in and year out, hopelessly waiting for waters that can't cure. And here's at the pool with this crowd is this man. A man who is disabled. He has a disease that has rendered him paralyzed. And for 38 years, he drags himself to the pool. And for 38 years, somebody would always step in before him. I wish I had some help in here this morning. He's disabled, and in his disabling, this is this, and in his disability, he has gotten, he was all messed up because he was so hung up on getting cured that he was desperate, because now any cure would do. He's been in this condition so long until he's almost given up all the hope. Because in his disability, somebody would always step in front of him, leaving him disappointed. And Bill, can I tell you this morning that every time you run to waters that are not satisfied, it will leave you disabled, desperate, and disappointed. You know, I know this is New Year, but whatever you're running after that does not include Jesus Christ, it's going to leave you disabled, desperate, and disappointed. I might help for a moment. It might help for a moment. But that's only temporary. You might get all of that stuff for just a moment, but it's only temporary. 12-step programs will help you for a moment. But it's only temporary. Life coach. Spiritual advisors. Gurus of some kind will help you for a moment. But it's only temporary. You can smoke a joint if you want to. You can drink if you want to. You can shoot up if you want to. But it'll get you off your mind temporarily. But the problem you thought you got high through to get above, you're going to have to come down to face it tomorrow morning. Because without Christ, you are disabled, you're desperate, and you're going to be disappointed. In this crowd is a man who's been lame and disabled for 38 years. But here comes the Master. Here comes Jesus. Now in the midst of this crowd, there are thousands of people who are gathered at the pool, but Jesus only selects one. There are thousands of miserable, lame, sick folk at the pool, but Jesus only decided to select one person. And for somebody in here this morning, today, it just might be your day. He may just solidly choose to turn your situation around. You just might be in the right place at the right time. You almost stayed at home this morning. You almost decided not to come to Mueller this morning. But God just might have your name on the program. divine insight, this is your name.
Yeah.
You need to tell somebody sitting next to you that this could be your name. Tell them. Tell the young man, this could be your name. This could be your day. Your deliverance could be today. Your breakthrough could be today. Your miracle could happen today. But be careful who you sit by.
Oh,
yeah. Be careful who you sit by. Because in the midst of your miracle, there are some messing folk. I got to go back to the rest. I'll come back to the rest of the people in the world. Jesus sees this man in the midst of a wretched, disabled, paralyzed, and disappointed condition. And he asked him a question. Watch it. That's almost an insult. The man had been sick for 38 years, and he asked him, do you want to walk? Now, dude, that's cruel. Lord, forgive me. When you read that thing, I think, man, can I read it all? Why would you go into a pool and ask a man who is paralyzed, do you want to walk?
All right.
See, when you read these verses, you need to ask him why, what, when, and how. Do you want to be made whole?
Yeah.
For 38 years, this man has been dragging himself for 38 years. Somebody was always stepping in front of him for 38 years. This man has been disappointed, and you ask him, do you want to be made whole?
Yeah.
Well, people, I encourage you to look again. Because Jesus is not asking a question. He's making an offer. Do you want to be made whole? Now, it's a cosmetic offer. And cosmology is the prologue of chapter 1. Watch this, because the same word made in chapter 1 is here in chapter 5.
Come on.
The word made flesh. Do you want to be made whole? The word was made flesh. Do you want to be made whole? Jesus is really asking the man, do you want to look like me? Do you want to walk like me? Do you want to act like me? Do you want to be made whole? Because once you are whole, you got to stop there. Once you're whole, you got to get up off of welfare.
Yeah.
Once you're made whole, folks gonna stop feeling sorry for you. And the reason why many of us don't want to be made whole is because we like folk pitying us.
All right, you
can talk back to me if you want to.
All right.
Yeah, you were shouting and singing. Now you get real quiet.
All right,
and all I'm asking is, if you want to be made whole, you got to change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
This man did what many of us would do. He said, Lord, I want to be made whole. But every time, here we go, I get ready to step in, somebody will step in before me. Jesus said, I ain't asked you all that. He said, I asked you, do you want to be made whole? Listen, all of that ain't got nothing to do with what I asked you, Jesus is saying. Stop blaming white people. Stop blaming the president. This is about me and you. Because if you keep on analyzing your condition, analyzing everything, you're analyzing is going to make you paralyzed. And many of us in here can't move because of our paralytic condition. Come on, talk about it. We analyze and always talking about what we're going to do, what we would do if it wasn't for somebody else. You said all that in 18. This is 19 now. Jesus is saying, That's not what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, if you want it, you can have it today. I just want to know if you want to be whole. If you want it for yourself as much as I want it for you. And for those of you who are raising children, Heavenly Holy Spirit, you got to get that over to them. If you want it, you got to get up and go get it. I've done all I can do as a parent. So if you really want it, then raise up and take up your bed and walk. We'll talk about children. The Messiah comes and says, I want to heal you if you want to be healed. Rise. Get up. Take up your bed and start to walk. And first time in 38 years, the man was miraculously healed and he walked. And what was carrying him, he's not carrying it. But in that crowd, the Messiah chooses that man in the presence of some messy folk. I'm telling you, I'm coming back to the messy people. This man is miraculously healed. But instead of seeing the healing, they are grumbling over the violation, saying, you are healed on the Sabbath day. It's right there in verse 10. This man was miraculously healed after 38 years, but instead of praising God for the healing, they are fussing about a man. Y'all got your mind? It's like they didn't read it in the first 10. They must have been some members of Beulah. I'm talking about all of you who are always looking for a violation. You can't do that. This is what we do. I remember I was teaching, doing something here at the church, and I laid my Bible on the communion table. I can't remember who it was, but they started screaming and hollering and getting out of that table. But instead of focusing on the word when I was teaching, it was focusing on the violation that they call the violation of the communion table. Now listen, I respect what that table represents. Don't get me wrong. But there's no salvation in that table. It's in the word of God. Because and that's how you're looking at and not getting the message, that's messy. If you're looking at what folks have got on instead of enjoying the service, that's messy. If you criticize people because they are praising God and you not, that's messy. If you want to enjoy church and if you want to praise God, then get away from those. Listen, I don't come here to see what you got on.
All right now.
I don't come here to give you any glory. I came here this morning to praise God. He could have taken me out to the end, but I'm still here. Was to take up his bed and walk. You see, Bueller, it was something in the master's voice that caused him to obey. Because when God speaks, he commands. And he tells you what to do. So don't let messy folk here stifle your hallelujah. Don't let these messy folk, because you may be the only person on your road, heavenly Holy Spirit, that God is speaking to this morning. You've been stressed out all week long. You have trouble on your job, trouble with your children, trouble with your husband, trouble with your wife, with your relationship, trying to pay your bills, but you came here this morning to tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. Because 2018, you could have been in somebody's brain. But here I am. First Sunday of the